A measles outbreak in West Texas now includes more than 500 cases, and it spread to two neighboring states. Two children and one adult have died. 2 months in, the spread of measles is increasing. Olivia Aldridge from member station KUT in Austin reports on what it will take to turn that trend around.
Jennifer Nuzzo has seen how measles spreads. As the director of the Pandemic Center at Brown University School of Public Health, she knows the playbook for fighting the highly contagious disease. Identify cases, isolate patients, track who they may have exposed, and most of all, drive up the vaccination rate.
That's the way to stop it. This only ends with immunity.
This strategy isn't novel. The benefits of measles vaccination have been well established for more than half a century. The emergence of the vaccine in the 1960s meant parents no longer had to accept the risks of serious complications and death that came with the common childhood disease. By 2000, measles was considered eliminated in the U.S., thanks to vaccination. But misinformation about the vaccine began to spread around the same time. Catherine Wells is the director of public health in Lubbock, the largest city in the West Texas region affected by the outbreak. At a recent news briefing, Wells said she's seeing the impact of that misinformation today.
Talking to the community, they really stopped vaccinating about 20 years ago, which is in line with what we've seen in other communities across the United States.
The vaccine is safe and effective, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yet U.S. vaccination rates have dipped for everything from measles to flu in recent years. According to the CDC and Texas's State Health Department, measles immunization rates among Texas and U.S. kindergartners dropped around 2.5% between 2019 and 2023. In rural Gaines County, the epicenter of the West Texas outbreak, only around 82% of kindergartners were vaccinated for measles as of the previous year, far less than the 95% recommended to maintain herd immunity. Wells says she and her colleagues have seen some success ramping up their testing and vaccination efforts, but it's an uphill battle.
The uptake for vaccines definitely been a struggle. I mean, I want to be honest with that.
Wells says her department is conducting contact tracing and letting the public know about possible exposures. Unless Texas declares a public health emergency, local officials can't preemptively quarantine unvaccinated kids. A statement from the state health department said they had no plans to declare an emergency at this time. Meanwhile, a range of bills aimed at loosening vaccine mandates are being considered by the Republican-controlled Texas legislature. After a second child in Texas died last week, America's highest-ranking health official, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., said in a social media statement that vaccines are the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles. But previously, he had downplayed the importance of vaccines and promoted unproven alternate treatments for measles, such as taking vitamin A as a cure. Jennifer Nuzzo at Brown says all of this conflicting messaging adds another layer of difficulty for folks like Wells responding to the outbreak on the ground.
I think the federal communications is muddying the waters and making the jobs that the local officials have in responding to this outbreak harder.
Federal funding changes are also shaping up to be an obstacle. In March, the Department of Government Efficiency announced it would terminate hundreds of millions of dollars in grants to the Texas Department of State Health Services, including funds for more than 50 local health departments. Lubbock's department is one of them. A statement from the city said they're still assessing what the impact of those lost funds will be. Amid these setbacks, the outbreak isn't easing up, and Wells says it's early yet.
This is going to be a large outbreak, and we are still on the side where we are increasing the number of cases.
She says she expects it to be a year before the case count is back to zero. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Aldridge in Austin.